Hello to everybody in Blind Cool Tech, this is Christian Waywell. Today's podcast is going to highlight the issue of accessibility with rechargeable batteries. Now you guys are thinking to yourself, what on earth is he on about? Well, let me just recount a situation that happened to me a while ago. Quite a long time ago. It was last year, but it highlights the dangers. And then we'll discuss an issue, or should I say, we'll discuss a product which will help to overcome the barriers, as it were. Last year, I was listening to a podcast on Blind Cool Tech. It was a Sarah Alawami doing a podcast about the CCleaner program, a much-liked application, I must say. During that podcast listening, I'd been putting some batteries in my cordless phone, and they were dead. They were brand new, and they came as a pack with a charger, which I couldn't find the charger, but I had the batteries. And of course, me being me, not being able to tell until later, these batteries were NiCad batteries. And my battery charger couldn't handle NiCad batteries. So, I was listening to the podcast. All of a sudden, what the hell? That's the sort of noise it made, that fizzly sort of a... And I was like, oh, it's something outside, you know. There was no smell, there was nothing weird. No, it didn't fill the room with smoke, there was no flames, just this type noise. And I was like, okay. So, we carried on listening, and I had to go out the room, actually. This is how I discovered what the problem was. I had to go out of the room. And when I came back to the room, just as I got in my door, the second battery vented and went... I was like, ooh. And I knew it was the battery this time because I was near the battery charger when it went and I heard the direction of the noise. And I was like, that's sort of not good time. So I whipped it out of the wall, took it downstairs, and I gave it to my dad, and I said, Dad, there's a problem with this. He says, what? I said, this battery just went at me, and I don't know what it means. I said, I think we've got a problem with the batteries. And Dad was like, yes, it's blown the top right out of the cells, you know. And he says, oh, let's take it apart. And we took it off, and we cleaned the batteries up. We took the batteries out and got rid of them that were blown. And we put some more batteries, we put the other two batteries left back in the charger. And as soon as the terminals touched, the third one blew. And my dad's like, we're going to throw those in the bin right away. Well, we disposed of them, obviously, in a safe way. Well, not so much in the bin, but we got them to a battery thing and got rid of them in a safe way. Although, having said that, I don't think it was very carbon neutral. What had happened to them, it had blown it out and the material had leaked out of the batteries, making rather a mess, I have to say. So, what we did was to find out then, looking at the remaining last battery, that it was a NiCad. And I looked at we looked at the battery charger that we'd been using, and it was NiMH, nickel metal hydride. Now, basically, there's two formats of rechargeable batteries that we can get. NiCads, nickel cadmiums, they're the original type, and nickel metal hydride batteries, the NiMH batteries, which are the newer standard. My charger was for the newer standard, and I didn't know this. There's no way that a blind person can know unless somebody tells them what sort of rechargeable batteries are what. Now, this is what I want to focus on today. There is a product that is, I think it's fairly new out. It's a battery charger, actually. And it is called the Intercept, made by a company called Minwa, I believe. Minwa, M-I-N-W-A. And the Minwa Intercept is a rechargeable battery unit which is capable of charging both types of rechargeables. Now, this device uses a computer-controlled mechanism to apply the right charging voltage and amperage to the batteries to charge them safely. This is the important thing: safety. Rechargeable batteries are extremely dangerous if used in the wrong way. And this is a potential hazard for blind people because we cannot tell when we look at, when we take hold of a rechargeable battery, well, there is no way that we can tell what type of rechargeable battery that is, whether it's NiCad or NIMH. And it does pose a problem. It can pose a safety risk, actually. And this is where the point I'm making with this podcast, and to demonstrate the new battery charger, which I just have got. Oh, and to show you a video, well, not so much to show you a video, but to let you hear a video I found on YouTube that shows a lithium-ion battery used in a laptop and how dangerous batteries can be with this video. You'll hear they force it into a runaway state, and you hear the thing go, and each successive reaction gets worse and worse and worse, and you'll see from that just how bad things can really be. I was lucky. I got the fizzle, but nothing else, which was damn fortunate, because it could have turned quite nasty. You know, it could have really turned nasty if it had been left any longer. It could have actually fired. You know, we could have had a fire on our hands, which definitely wasn't good. I mean, I thank my lucky stars that things happened the way they did. Okay, so as I was explaining, there are two different chemicals that they use on rechargeable batteries. You've either got your NIMH batteries, which are the modern standard, nickel metal hydride, or NICADs, NICDs. Now, when you buy a battery charger and batteries, it's important that you look, you know, find out as much about it as you can. You need to find out what sort of batteries this thing will charge. If it's a standard, if it's a NIC CD battery charger, it won't charge NIMHs. NIMHs chargers definitely will not charge NIC CD batteries. I don't know what the difference is in the way that they're charged, but NICADs don't like being charged with the other type of charger. So, in all honesty, you really have to be careful. If you can, and you can get one of these Intercept chargers, we can get them in the UK from a company called eurobatteries.com. eurobatteries.com. I don't know if they sell to the States as well, but chances are you guys in the States might have something like Battery Mart or something like that that you can use. People anywhere else in the world will probably be able to get them. I would imagine anybody in Europe could use eurobatteries.com, I would think, to get what they want. Now, there are two chargers in this line of speedy chargers, as it were. Or safe chargers, what I call them, because they're all computer controlled. There are two. There is the Speedy Box or the Intercept. Now, I've gone for the Intercept because batteries being what they are, rechargeable batteries now are getting increasingly more powerful. And the ones I've just bought are 2,700 milliamp, which is serious business. Now, some chargers can handle batteries of that size, and some cannot. Now, it's important. Let me just get myself in position again. It is important that when you buy rechargeable batteries, you need to make sure that your charger can handle the size you have. A lot of older chargers don't have a timer circuit, so you just have to charge the batteries till you think they're full, which can lead to overcharge situations. You can damage batteries with those types of charges. With the Speedybox and the Intercept, that problem doesn't occur. That problem doesn't occur because the charger is computer controlled. It monitors the health of the battery. Thereby, it charges each cell in turn to its maximum, and then puts that station into trickle charge mode. So if some batteries finish before others, they will... Ooh, that was nice. That was one of our chime clocks. I'm upstairs here and the clock's downstairs. That was picked up with the Zoom. If you're charging rechargeable batteries with an old-fashioned charger like I often use, it's basically just a plug and it goes straight in the wall and the batteries sit in the box below it. You have no way to know how long those batteries need to be on charge. There is no way at all that we can know. Whereas with this charger, the Intercept and the Speedybox chargers, and quite a lot of other ones, including the Uniros chargers, there is a computer-controlled system on that machine which will shut those charging stations down whose batteries are full. And it will put them on a trickle charge to keep them up. Not so much to charge them any further, but just to keep them topped. You can't damage them with that. The charger looks after each battery in turn. Each one has its own channel, and it's all monitored via the battery charging circuit. Very clever stuff. And it's about time that we had this kind of thing, actually. Now, the problem with rechargeable batteries is heat. They don't like getting too hot. Now, the Intercept has a fan which blows across the battery boxes and keeps the batteries cool whilst the charging is in progress. So that's really good. I have to say that is quite a neat feature. A lot of older battery chargers. I had a charger once, it was a Uniros, and it was designed, in theory, to charge batteries up within 2 hours. Well, it did do that, but the heat that was produced actually distorted some of my batteries. And it took the labels off some as well. It made the labels all sticky. Whereas this one, the charger will basically charge the batteries up as fast as it can, but keep airflow over them to keep them cool. So the batteries will charge much more efficiently. And you won't run into issues like I had with distorted cells and the like. So, the next thing to do is to let you hear this video from YouTube, which discusses LiPo batteries. It discusses laptop lithium polymer or lithium ion batteries and their effects of when they can explode. I mean, they're more dangerous, I think, than the ones I blew up. But still, it's worth mentioning that this sort of thing can happen, and that these battery chargers are designed to prevent overcharging. They're designed to prevent, batteries from getting too hot. There are a lot of safety features now. Batteries are starting to become a topic of much talk, with lots of battery recalls for laptops and you know, stuff like that. So it's really important that we understand the safety aspects as blind people. As I say, I've been involved in a safety situation where I had batteries that failed, and they failed quite violently, as I say. So I can pretty much speak from experience what actually happened with me. So the next thing you're going to hear is the video I found on YouTube, which talks about the batteries, what can happen, how they can fail. It's pretty nasty. You know, it's pretty nasty. So I think it's time that we got this video up and running and, you know, showed you that these sort of failures do occur. So without further ado, I'll get the PC booted up. The battery charger, while I'm talking about this, the battery charger was £22, and I bought some batteries with it. It didn't come with any batteries, as far as I'm aware, unless it doesn't say, but if it does, that's a bonus, because it means I can run my Zoom. The batteries, it doesn't give a charging time for this unit, but it says it will charge the batteries as quick as it can. That being, you know, what the batteries will take, what sort of capacity they are, that sort of thing. So, really, this charger is really quite phenomenal. And I have to say, in my own mind, that it's worth having. We will demonstrate the use of this device. You know, because I feel that you guys should know that rechargeable batteries can be dangerous if handled wrongly. And it's worth knowing this kind of thing. There's a lot of press about batteries, as I say, lately, because of laptop batteries being recalled over the last couple of years and that sort of thing. So I feel it's time that somebody addressed this issue on Blind Cool Tech, and I'm quite happy to do this. Okay, so I will now get my system prepared, and we will run the video via the line in on the Zoom. I'm just putting the tripod on the Zoom here so I can do what I need to do. And hopefully we should have some form of... should have some form of thingy here. Excuse the background noise. If I'm talking off to the left, it's because of where I've positioned the Zoom, so please bear with me. Okay, what I'm going to do is, the video has a bit of, I'll just put into YouTube here, exploding batteries. And we should see some results here. Yes, there we are. Now, this is going to highlight the danger of laptop batteries in particular. But it kind of emphasizes, you know, all sorts of situations where batteries can be made to explode. Now, this is taken from PC Pit Stop. I believe it's a well-known, well-regarded source of information. So I hope this is useful. Don't be alarmed by the sound effects in this video. It is rather scary sounding because of the way the battery explodes, but hopefully you'll see that this is kind of very important. So here we go.
The following demonstration is extremely dangerous. Do not try this at home. What you're about to see is a staged demonstration of a lithium-ion battery fire in a generic notebook computer. To start with, we externally force the battery into the runaway state, but the actual battery reaction and ongoing chain reaction of each cell is real. The first battery cell has just vented. The heat from this cell is going to start a chain reaction into the other cells in this multi-cell pack. As you can see by the small smoke trail, that first battery cell vented with such force that it blew a hole in the palm rest. If this were a real life situation, the best strategy would be to move away from the laptop quickly. What you saw there was the second cell in the pack erupt even more violently. Flames shot outside the field of vision of the camera, approximately 6 feet high. You just saw the successive venting of the third and fourth cells. In this demonstration, the fire continues to burn hotter with each reaction, and each cell venting becomes more violent.
Oh yeah! Yeah! That's what they want.
That's my hand coming into the picture with a remote thermometer. The temperature of the fire is so hot that it peg the thermometer above its maximum range, giving us an error code. Temperatures had to exceed 1,000 degrees. If this were a real situation, your natural tendency would be to try to put out the fire. Be aware that this is a very dangerous situation. Not only is this an electrical fire and a chemical fire, but a metal fire as well. Throwing the wrong components on this fire will only fuel the fire and make it spread. You could use a Class D fire extinguisher, but if you're uncertain, stand back and call the fire department. There's a battery pack from another portable just to the right of the flames. In an earlier failed attempt at this demonstration, we had struck a portable with blunt force, causing the battery to puncture, smoke, but not ignite. We took that battery out of the portable and set it just to the right of the notebook in this demonstration. The system used for this demonstration was not a production unit. It was made out of generic parts. It did not contain a recalled battery.
So as you can see from that, batteries can be really, really quite scary. You know, they seriously can. I mean, I've never has seen one actually catch fire like that did, but certainly mine made that noise, that hissing, threatening noise, when they went. Okay, so now we're going to get the battery charger. It's new in its box, and we're now going to connect this up to the mains. I'm going to describe to you what it is, what it looks like. I'm going to shut the PC down for this too. Don't need this on. Well, down you go. There she goes. So we don't... this battery charger is, as I say, brand new in the box. And we're going to show you how this works. I'm going to describe the unit to you. And then I'm going to put some batteries in so you can see, you know, you can hear what I have to do with this. Now, the good thing about the one I bought, which is the Intercept, is if you're travelling to a different country, you can take the car adapter. It comes with a car adapter, so you can plug it into your cigarette lighter on your car, and it will run the charger that way, which is quite useful. Okay, so we'll get on with that now, and hopefully you'll understand what's happening. Okay, we now have said battery charger. Now, this is a very nice little battery charger, very compact, and I'm going to show you today how we go about frying some batteries. We have some rechargeable batteries here. In fact, I'm not going to fry those ones yet. I'm going to fry the brand new ones. That will give us an accurate test of what it will do with new batteries. Okay. Let me obtain the new batteries here. So we'll describe this machine. If you think of the shape of a car, that's what it looks like. It has a roof and a bonnet and a boot. Or a hood and a trunk, as you American guys will call it. No wheels, because it's not really a car, but it feels like a car, sort of. It's got that car sort of shape. The roof lifts up, and in the roof you have a fan blowing down on the batteries. And under the roof part you have, on the base, a spring-loaded section which is used to adjust for the battery length, double A's or triples. Okay, what I'm going to do, and I've described it, is quickly go under here and just getting this plug thing here out the wall. That's a different plug I've just unplugged. And I'll describe the power unit. Now, the power unit that powers this, it comes as a kit. You get a power unit, which is a sort of a flat box, and it has a light on it, obviously, so sighted people can tell you if it's running or not. It is quite heavy, and it has a fairly long lead that goes to the back of the charging unit. Now I've described that, here we have NIMH batteries, and these are 7200 milliamp, and these should be well powerful. No, 2700 milliamp, sorry. Okay, I got it wrong, sorry. And we're going to load these four batteries into this charger and cook them for however long it takes. Now, this is not a charger for... This is not really a blind-friendly charger, I don't think. It has got no real blind-friendly features, apart from the fact that you cannot damage your batteries. Now, here's my new batteries, four of them, and we load them into the charging stations, one, two, three, four, like so. Hold to load them in, you pull back on the positive end, slot them in, one, two. Once you get the first one in, the others fit relatively easily. Now, I've not tried this yet, so I've got no idea what's going to happen. Slam the lid down. I'm going to connect the power lead to the back of the charging station, like so. And then we're going to plug the other end into the wall. And you may hear something when I turn this on. I don't know whether this fan will start up or not straight away. Fire. Hmm. So I just shut the lid really hard to make that come on for some reason. There goes the fan. And the time. 12:52. Now, we should have a full charge when the lights turn green or when an hour of time expires. Seems to be roughly an hour from what I've read. Maybe less. We don't know. I've not tried this yet myself, so I really don't know. But you can hear now that the charger is coming to life. And that the batteries are now being charged. So I'll come back in approximately 15 minutes. It's now 11:52. If I come back at 1:02, that'll give us 10 minutes. And we'll let you know how the progress is going. Into the charging process, and we are still going, all on red. We'll check at 12 minutes past and see how we're doing at 12 minutes past, just to give you some idea of how this is going. As you can hear now, the charging unit has got quite frantic. And it's doing its thing. There are four stations involved here, and they're all charging merrily. Now, the good thing is, as an end user, you don't need to know anything about what's going on here. All you need to know is that you just put any of the two types of rechargeable batteries in this thing, leave it for maybe an hour and a half, you know. There's no way you can tell, really, that it's done, unless you can see some. But that doesn't mean to say that it's not accessible. It's a good battery charger. Now, I'll be able to tell when this is finished and let you know what the deal is. Alright. 1:52. Which takes us up to the hour, I would think. Yep. And we're still charging here at the hour. So I'm going to open the top and have a peek at these and see how they're doing. Not bad. Not bad. Still warm, but not unpleasantly so. Okay, we will get an update in another 10 minutes. Okay, we are 10 minutes into the second hour here.
2:02 and we're still charging on red. Probably takes 2 hours to get them fully up. Even so, I don't think this is bad.
Oh, one battery's gone green as of now. The second one in. So one's gone on trickle charge. After 1 hour and 10 minutes. So it takes roughly 1 hour. We have one showing green as of now. The rest of them are still showing red. There are 3 of them.
One's prepped before the rest. Now this does happen. So,
battery station number 2. Oh, battery stations 2 and 4 are now green. So, 1 hour and 10 minutes, thereabouts, give or take a few seconds for each other battery. So, charging up a set of 4 batteries in 1 hour isn't bad. It really isn't. I think battery station 1 will go green next. 2 of them are ready. One, 2 and 4 are now green. Actually, 1, 3, 4, sorry. Yeah, we'll call it 1, 2, 4. Because I'm waiting for the last one to go green. One that's a little slower than the rest. They all completed roughly 2 minutes into each other. They're all now fully charged. All 4 batteries have now gone green. We'll just leave the fan on now to cool them down.
Okay, so the final output says 2:05.
So a little over 1 hour, about 1 hour and 13 minutes for a brand new set of batteries. That's not awful. It really isn't.
We'll come back in 10 minutes when the batteries have cooled down and we'll take them out.
Okay.
I think that's had long enough to cool down. Let me check the time here. What? It's had 1 minute longer than 10 minutes, but it's had 10 minutes to cool down. So what I'll do now is I'll power it off at the wall and unload the batteries, and voila, 4 brand new recharged AA batteries. Courtesy of this little charger, which will not let go of them. Okay. Come on, you bugger. Get out. That wasn't meant to happen. There we go. They are a little stiff to get out, but they do come out. Okay, they're fully charged and ready to rumble. Next time we need to use said device. As you can see, guys, a little over 10 minutes after the hour, and the batteries are pretty much ready to go. I like this battery charger a lot.
It's simple, it's elegant, most importantly, it works.
So now I'm putting my new batteries in a polythene seal. I've got a polythene sealable bag, which I'm now putting them in. And we'll see what happens from now on. And I've just dropped some on the floor. Whoopsie. These look like decent batteries. They definitely do. Wow. I think they'll do it, fellas. I think they will do it. Oh yeah. Definitely.
Four stage charging facilities. You know, you can charge up to four at once, which is fantastic for those people wishing to do so. I love this charger. I really do. I think it's great. So yeah, battery charging at its very best, courtesy of Nimwa. That's the company that make it, and I think it's a bit good. I can't complain. So let's just take all this apart now and put it on the table. And then we can do blind cool tech with this. Hope you guys have appreciated the information here. I know it's been a bit weird, but I hope you've enjoyed it. And I will be back with some more podcasts soon, I do hope. Take care and speak to you all soon.